actually speaking for the six resolutions, as Mr. Mansell pointed out earlier, to expedite the meeting and to try and make it a bit more efficient, we condemn this, so I would speak for the first six resolutions. I appreciate the opportunity to address you, and it's great to see so many people at a shareholders' meeting. I must say, it was seven our last shareholders' meeting, we had eight. And somebody mentioned the returns before. That didn't take into account a whole bunch of stuff, including some really special franked dividends. Seven shareholders, if you go through the entire return that they've had in the last 5 years, they had a pretty good job. And as of today, they own half the Seven Network, they have $2.6 billion in cash, they have 20% of West Australian newspapers, and we have another $700 million invested in several major stocks in Australia. So and no debt. We don't believe in debt. So from a seven shareholders' point of view, I can promise you it hasn't been all bad. Those of you who are West Australians, and there's a few here, you know me. Most of you know I'm very passionate Western Australia. You know I've always tried to do the best that I could by the state in many ways. I foreshadowed to Mr. Mansell when we were buying shares that when we reached a certain level, we would expect to have board representation. He didn't reject the proposition. Now, I'm not saying he said yes, but he certainly didn't lead me to believe he would reject the proposition. Mr. Gamble spoke to him again in September at my request while I was with him after I visited the plant on the 9th of September and expressed our concerns, and we suggested that both Mr. Gamble and I should stand for directors at the coming AGM. Mr. Mansell didn't think that was such a good idea because in fact Mr. Mayne was standing and he was standing, and we believed, he said it was, we would sort it out afterwards. And I'm not saying Mr. Mansell said we'd be directors, but we took a way that we would have a very good discussion on. And in fact, at the last AGM, I believe Mr. Mayne asked him about why we weren't directors and was told we were actually in strong negotiations, or were in negotiations, which in fact we thought we were. And that was the last time we had any serious conversation in regard to directorships. During the course of the last 3 weeks, I visited every institution that owned shares this time. They all agreed on one thing. We were entitled to board representation given the shareholding we had. Being a 20% shareholder of the company, every single institution agreed with us we were entitled to board representation. Mr. Mansell now says he has irreconcilable conflicts with us on this board. Let me explain a couple of things. The ACCC has no such conflicts. The Australian Communications and Media Authority have no such conflicts. The major advertisers of Australia not only have no such conflicts, but would welcome the association. And local advertisers who are all on our website all indeed support it. And there is no conflicts in our newsrooms because we don't talk to one another. So I don't, and I certainly haven't been to our newsroom here. I get it twice a year, normally the telephone. So, as somebody rightfully pointed out, at a board level, we're above those areas. We're in its strategy for the future of the company, and there is no conflict between us and Seven. If these directors are scared about that, anyone is welcome to join my board. Come and look for yourself. We have the conflicts. We're about trying to make something better. We bring a vast amount of media experience to the party. Most of you, or some of you, somebody will remember programs that were more akin to your liking back in 1968 and 69 when we owned South West Telecast as our first television station. And our experience goes back to that level. Our knowledge of the state, our knowledge of advertising, our knowledge of advertisers, and our knowledge of what works in the internet space is coming. We believe we brought a strength, and we bring a strength to Western Australian newspapers board. fact that the West has problems is now without question. When we raise this, we're accused of raising slave-swing. How dare we raise these questions? How dare we concern ourselves that these were real problems? But the circulation problem goes back nearly 3 years, 3.5 years. When we first bought shares, I had letters written to me by 20 news agencies, all of which I was very concerned with, and gave to Mr. Steinke to reply for me. A year later, when we said we bought more shares, the same news agents came to see me and say, well, it wasn't resolved. They felt that they'd been worse off by writing me. That's not a smokescreen. That's a real problem. The fact that the circulation has declined over that period is no coincidence. Circulation not only has declined and is declining, statement within the last report is not accurate and will not stand up to scrutiny on the comparisons of the board applies. Very easy, just go and ask an opposition. I did. I expect on the 15th of November, when the next audit is released, the Sunday Times will be equal or past the West Australian Sunday edition. And I think that's an indictment of a disaster. It's not that I support the Sunday Times. I'm just saying, what are they doing that more West Australians want to buy it than the West Australian? And part of the answer is distribution. You don't pay your news agents to distribute your product. Obviously, those people are going to get it. You don't create incentives outside of the metropolitan area. Obviously, those people are going to read it. And the fact that less than 15% of the West Australian is distributed outside the Perth metropolitan area is again an indictment. I run a business called Westrack, something you know. We deal with about $400 or $500 million worth of spare parts a year. And if there's a problem on a mine site in Western Australia on a major piece of equipment, we get spare parts to it overnight wherever it is. Now, if we can deliver those, I'm damn sure you can deliver newspapers to Broome, Carnarra, Karratha, and other spots. And while I'm on Broome, let me explain the position on Broome. 10 years ago, Broome had a population of 1,500 people. A major news agent sold 600 copies of the West a day. 10 years ago, 1,500 people, 600 copies a day. Today, Broome has 15,000 people. They sell 300 copies a day. Think something can't be done for circulation? The infrastructure, and understanding the infrastructure at this stage, is really difficult. It's a hard place to get around, but it's not impossible. We should be able to ensure that this is the West Australia, not the Perth Valley. And we think the relationship between the agents can be solved very, very quickly, in fact, probably in a week. The fact that it's gone on, to our knowledge, for 2.5 years, and that they're in court, is unforgivable. We believe the fundamentals also run deep in that. We believe that none of the existing directors have ever themselves owned or run a business. Now, this doesn't make them bad people. I say before I start that, they're all fine citizens. I'm not attacking any of these people for their citizenry or for their upstandingness. I'm saying that they've never run a business. They've never had their fingernails dirty, and they've never been in a position where they've had to deliver something. And that experience counts for something. And that experience in media, whether you've had to work in a copy room, whether you've had to put a station to air, whether you've had to have a TV ops certificate, or whether you've had to put a paper out and the staff have gone on strike. All of those experiences come together, and that's why you know the biggest advertising agencies in Australia. That's why I can advance by our executives, talk to people to help them get those extra bonus income when it's needed. We think there are chinks in the West, and we think there are meaningful problems going forward because they've achieved their success today by cost cutting. And you can't grow a company by cost cutting. At the end of the day, you grow a company by growing a business. And we think that West has a hell of a lot of business to grow. And I used the statement of a comparison with the Brisbane Courier Mail. comparison I use is anybody who cares to look at the turnover and the size and the profit of the Brisbane Courier Mail, and that state is not doing anywhere near as well as Western Australia, and there is more competition within that state from other newspapers, then you say that, in our opinion, the West Side's for its future is still far too low. Peter Gallen and I thought we brought that experience to the board. I must say, we've never had any trouble working on a board before. I've never met these people in a professional life. I've never found a board I've worked on where we've had a problem with the director. We didn't seem to have any problems when we were buying shares and talking to Mr. Mansell up until that day. It wasn't until we ran in Europe, Rugby Cup, it seemed to get that we became the first people who were not the same. We also went to the problem of going through a process to find two independent directors who will come up later. We asked for directors to stand. All of these people who are shareholders of this company put their names, their time, their reputations on the line to stand as directors. And we think, at the very least, that should be applauded. We think that's a very democratic process. And we think that there are so many, we actually employed an expert, Corn Ferry, to help us decide who would make the two best independent directors. And regardless of some of the things that were printed, I actually didn't meet Margaret Sears for the first time until last Sunday at the 2020 forum. I met the other candidate the week before. So about five people, it was a good process, and we committed to the institutions that were successful in these motions. We would actually use Corn Ferry, and we'd actually go to the institutions and pass by them the name is selected, and those extra directors who would have been elected would not have been elected with our votes. We would not have used our votes, so it could truly have been independent directors. That would have been 2 out of 7. Let me go to this control point, because I'm really, really confused. I don't understand how you can control a company with 2 out of 7. I don't understand Mr. Mansell's concept of 1 out of 15 to control a board. Controlling people is a real problem. I know I'm big and ugly and fearful, and everyone should be scared of me, but the thought that I could physically, by myself, control 5 other people against their will is a little bit hard to believe. I couldn't do it when I was on a rugby field. I doubt if I could do it better in a boardroom. Actually, I don't know where control comes from, but if you've got $500 million invested, we've got one ambition, and that's to make a company a better company. I don't want to control it. I make the statement, we will not make a bid to take out the West. And the worries that we won't, we think the West is a unique West Australian company. We want to see it remain independent. We just want to be able to have a say to help it improve its position. Well, we may not want control of that result, in fact, if our motions are approved, I would take an active interest. I love this industry, and I wouldn't be here, and we wouldn't have got where we did unless I did. But that's a far different from being in control. But if we were involved, I can promise you, we would fix the circulation, and I'd fix it within 6 months. We would come to agreement with the agents within 2 weeks. And we have the ability to bring the company technological knowledge that can take advantage of the opportunities before their opposition, our opposition, comes to this state to establish themselves. At the end of the day, thousands of shareholders and millions of votes have shared our opinion. Doesn't mean that we're right, it doesn't mean that we win. But there are so many who have, we can't be all wrong. And now is the time to refresh the West. I put the motion, I put the sixth motion